7:08, great to have Sherelle with us till 8:30. Michael Felgate on the back of that on Racing Pulse, and then Gareth Hall from 10:30 on RSN Central. Mark War, of course, one of the favourites on a Wednesday morning. So we'll have a chat to and a listen to Mark War throughout the morning on RSN 927. Let's head now to Tasmania, because think what you will of the situation. The Australian cricket team has lost its test captain, and that's a big story. Brett Stubbs is the Mercury Sports editor down there, and Tassie joins us on the line. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
It's a big story, and the Cricket Tasmanian crew weren't happy yesterday. Chairman Andrew Gagan with a very strongly worded press release and statement to the world. What did you make of the release?
Yeah, it was interesting. We got whispered that this was coming, but it was even stronger than what I thought it was going to be, because obviously Cricket Tasmania falls under the Cricket Australia umbrella. They do have an independent board, but ultimately Cricket Tasmania receives most of its funding and is part of Cricket Australia. So it's quite a strong statement to make against your governing body.
Yeah, and it was an enormous show of faith and support in Tim Payne as a Tasmanian cricketer. And one of his comments was, in conversations I've had in recent days, it's clear that the anger amongst the Tasmanian cricket community and general public is palpable. Is that your take on it as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like all Tasmanians, like all cricket lovers, I suppose, we were shocked and disappointed on Friday when this story broke and that Tim was stepping down, and for the reasons he was stepping down, and there's no excusing the behaviour. But I think the anger rose on Saturday with the new chairman's statement that if he had been in charge at the time, Tim basically would have been sacked. Well, Cricket Australia's own investigation into Tim's actions found that he hadn't breached any code of conduct. And if you set your own standards and your employee hasn't breached those standards, what are you being sacked for? The only difference Cricket Tasmania sees between when the investigation was held and now is that it's become public, and they think it's just a knee-jerk reaction and a PR display to say that they would have sacked him now.
Well, it's a pretty clear position from Cricket Tasmania. What's the general sense that you're getting from fans, cricket fans down in Tassie?
Yeah, like I said, the initial disappointment was there in Tim, and he was held in such high regard because he did do a terrific job as Australian captain, and that should not be forgotten in all this. But it was just the Cricket Australia lack of support. You know, this story has gone from Tim's actions now to one of governance and accountability, and that's where the spotlight is now on Cricket Australia. And we've seen they've had issues with the problems with these type of issues before, and it seems to be resurfacing.
What do you reckon? Do you think, putting aside what's happened, do you think he's done enough to get into the test team from a preparation point of view? I'm going to put all that other stuff to the side, but just from what you've seen and from an injury perspective, what he's coming back from and what you saw over the last few days, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, definitely his wicket-keeping is of the highest standard. It's how he pulls up. It's a four-day game. He's playing in the second 11 now. He certainly would have liked more runs. Hopefully he gets another bat. It's how he pulls up after doing this repetitively keeping. It's very hard on his neck. But he's the incumbent, I suppose, so it's his spot to lose. If he can prove his fitness and some form, I can only assume that he will be the keeper for the first test.
And then back on the other thing, do you think Cricket Tasmania are going to cop it from Cricket Australia, or you reckon they'll just let that slide?
Oh, I think they'll be copping it behind closed doors. Cricket Australia didn't respond yesterday. I'm not sure they will respond publicly, but I reckon the Andrew Gagan's phone would have been running pretty hot yesterday afternoon.
Were you proud of the statement? As a Tasmanian, Stubbsy, a proud Tasmanian, were you proud of the Cricket Tasmania's stance and support, or do you think, oh boy, this is a bit interesting?
My first view on it was from a story point of view, knowing what a big story it was going to be. I think they certainly showed loyalty to Tim that maybe Cricket Australia didn't. I think certainly Tim would have been proud of Cricket Tasmania for the stance they've taken. What happens from here is now is going to be interesting. I mean, what do Cricket Tasmania do next? Do they just move on now? They've made their statement and that's done, or is there other avenues that they can take? I'm not sure what they would be, but Yeah, it's going to be interesting. The other little thing in the backdrop is that Cricket Tasmania is also trying to be in the in a position to host the fifth Ashes Test.
Yes.
Should Perth not be unable to host it. So I'm sure that this statement's not going to help that cause at all.
Very interesting.
Tim's playing for the second 11, as you mentioned before. Is there a chance between now and the Ashes for him to play for Tassie in the Shield?
Not in the Shield. Tassie's playing their last Shield game presently before the Big Bash break. They've got a one-day game on Friday, a 50-over game. So depending how he pulls up from this second 11 game, he might be available for that. And then there's the Australia A game, which is not far away as well. That I think it's a three-day game that he'll play in that as well.
A fair bit to play at, you reckon. Stubbsy, we appreciate your insight and your take on it from a Tasmanian perspective. Thank you, mate.
No worries. Thanks for your interest.
Brett Stubbs, the Mercury sports editor down there in Tasmania. That's a great point. I hadn't thought about the fifth test negotiation from Tasmania's perspective. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, they're already moving Big Bash games out of Perth. So I don't think it's over the line by any stretch of the imagination, that last test. So,
I wonder what happens on the back of that from Cricket Taz's perspective. That's a bold play then from them with that in the background. But full support for Tim Payne in this situation from Cricket Tasmania and the statement yesterday. Yep. So I'll see where it all ends up. Now we've got